Roger that. I've got the website in my phone, so I'll be able to find the location. I didn't know if there was like a special topic being discussed or if it was just a regular meeting. I've never been to an amateur club meeting, so I was curious to see what it's all about. But yeah, I'm just trying to get in there on those rag twos. I've been trying to sign in on the nets more frequently. There's a lot of years where I wasn't participating in ham or any radio for that matter, and so I'm trying to make up for some lost time and really jump in.
That meeting down at KI4LZI is on the first Monday of the month. First Monday of the month. Down at the Red Cross building. KI4LZI, back to net.
4ZLK, recognizing Andy, KI4LZI. Thank you, Andy. Andy knows a lot about this stuff, too, because he's been around for a while and been on the radio for a long time. So thanks for the information there, Andy. Yeah, Chris, I don't know if there's any particular topic. Sometimes they will announce they're going to have a guest or, well, I'm assuming, I think I've heard this, or there might be something they're discussing. Usually there's a little bit of club business and then, you know, some question-answer time, things like that. But sometimes I'm sure they have a special topic, but I couldn't tell you. I like I said, I haven't been to one in a long time and don't keep up with the meetings.
Roger that. Well, like I said, it's hard for me to make any commitments, but I think I'll try to attend and I'll report back to the net. But, yeah, I always enjoy the opportunity for the rag, too, and it's fun to just practice the radio hobby. And I'm considering, like, trying to put a class together. I teach violin to a bunch of homeschool students, a couple of different cooperatives, and some of them have approached me and asked me about learning about ham radio. And I was like, well, let me get some more experience first, and I'm still studying for my general and stuff like that, but I feel like I could teach some kids the tech material. I'm pretty comfortable with that. So I'm just trying to explore different avenues of the hobby. I'd like to check out some clubs. I got invited to the Cherokee County Guardians. I think I might check them out as well. I don't know what my time commitment ability is to join a club, but I'd at least like to attend a meeting and meet some folks. And other than studying for my general, the only other thing I'm looking at right now that's kind of new to me about ham is I'm starting to read up about satellites and the International Space Station. I'd love to be able to try to get into that aspect of the hobby. I've gotten on the AMSAT website, and there's a lot of satellites, and it looks like you can like pick one at a time and track it. I'm not super familiar with the website, so I'm still trying to learn about it. But I'm just trying to explore different avenues and see what might be of interest to potential students.
It's really, that's an interesting aspect of the hobby. My only experience is years ago, I was mobile and I was in a parking lot over there off Wade Hampton. And back when the space shuttle was going over and they were making contacts. I think now the space station, I don't think they'll just make regular, you know, hey, anybody contacts. I think they set up times they'll talk to schools, but a lot of some of the satellites, and I think the space station has a repeater set up, an uplink, like a UHF uplink or VHF uplink and a UHF downlink that you can listen to as it goes across, I think. I think that's the way it is, but I don't think they make contacts like they used to unless they set it up with a school, a pre-designated time and, certain schools that they'll make contacts with. But it's interesting.
Thank you.
say hobbyist, but interested in astronomy. We've got a couple telescopes, and we like to read about astro news and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be a cool way to integrate the hobbies, maybe get some DX on a satellite contact, see if I could talk to someone further away through the satellite. But I don't have a directional antenna yet, so that's still a little bit off for me, but I'm starting to read about it. So anyway, man, I'm just rambling. I heard you in there, Shane, and I was like, man, Shane knows me, I'm going to react to you. So I hope you have a good night, sir, and thanks for...
Real quick. There. Most of it was unlegible. I could tell Andy was in there, and I knew you were in there, Chris. So I didn't hear anything you said, Chris, until you started saying a friend with a telescope. Before I get to both of you, I'm going to let you, or see if you guys, both of you want to repeat what you said, because I think Andy was given some frequencies, but let me just make sure we got more check-ins first before I come back to you. So any more check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call N4ZLK. Don't hear anybody, so Andy, KI4LZI, go ahead and repeat what you said, because everything was drowned out. Doubled with Chris.
KI4LZI. The output frequency is 145.800 when it comes to anything from the space, from the shuttle up there, the space station. 145.800. That's the output frequency. Now, there's a whole bunch of other frequencies, but that's the output frequency there from up there from the space station. And there is other frequencies, but I don't know them all in my head, but there is other frequencies. Go ahead and carry on, but that's from the space station, the 145.800 is.
I appreciate that information. Maybe Chris wrote that down. KI4LZI, thank you for coming in here, Andy. Always good to hear you. Chris, KG4ZMG, is that right? Go ahead.
Sorry about the double. I didn't realize it's KG4ZGS over here. Right on. Well, yeah, I was just trying to expand into different avenues of the hobby. Like I said, I'm studying for my general, so I'd like to get into some HF. And I heard a fellow talking about the International Space Station going overhead like last week or the week before, something like that. And I started looking into the AMSAT website, amateur satellites, and there's a lot of them that carry repeaters. Some of them are just beacons, but some of them are repeaters that you can bounce a signal off of and get some DX. So, and I was just saying about my dad. He's the one that got me into ham radio to begin with. He and I are also, I wouldn't say amateur astronomers, but astronomy is kind of a hobby for us. We each have telescopes, and that's something that I did with him as a kid. And when I heard about the AMSAT, I was like, man, that'd be an interesting way to integrate some hobbies. So I'm just exploring different stuff, but I'll let you get back to it, Shane. I heard you in there at the beginning of the net, and I always enjoy talking to you, so I appreciate the time to chat with you guys. And thanks, Andy, for that frequency, and thanks to Terry also for getting in there. And I'll let you get back to it there, Shane. I'll probably see you on the repeater sometime soon, I imagine. This is KG4ZGS, and I hope you have a good weekend.
KG4ZGS. I don't know what I said the first time, but I know your call. Thanks for the comments, and hope you and the family have a good weekend. Say hello to the family from Beth and I, and appreciate you being out there and extending the net. Do we have any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet? For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or net control. For comments or announcements, please call N4ZLK. I'm not sure who's running the net tomorrow night. It's usually Patrick, but he might be back. I'm not sure, and I didn't ask him. But anyway, whoever's running it would appreciate you checking back in with us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And I'm going to send my net report, and if you'll please stand by while I do that. 4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to thank everyone for checking in tonight and had a good net, had some good comments and good questions, and enjoyed it tonight. And if you're out there still listening, I appreciate it. It's been a long one, so thank you very much. This is N4ZLK, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, and we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless.